Hey there, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Find out about the Marlins fan loyalty program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Today's bonus code for the family is Miracle Marlins. Not the Miracle Mets, but the Miracle Marlins. Yesterday, Miami played that team from New York, even on the season series. From a Saturday afternoon above Marlins Park, Glenn Geffner rewinds.
Back at Marlins Park after the Mets have rallied late for the second game in a row to beat the Marlins 6-4 this afternoon. For the second straight game, the Marlins got off to a quick start against the Mets. Justin Nicolino facing Bartolo Colon in this ball game. Nicolino 24, Colon 43 years old. Nicolino was 5 years old when Colon made his major league debut in April of 1997. And after Nicolino worked his scoreless top of the first, Colon went out there for the bottom of the first and with one out, faced Martin Prado.
Here's Colon with a 2-2 to Prado. Prado swings and hits a high fly ball deep to left field. This will be his first of the year. It is up, up and away. A home run for Martin Prado. 1-0 Marlins against Colon here in the first.
It took him into his 52nd game. It took him into his 203rd at bat. But Martin Prado has hit his first of the year. Gave the Marlins the lead. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. In the second, the Marlins would extend that lead against Colon with one out. Justin Bour singled. He went to third and a double by JT Realmuto. Then Miguel Rojas worked a walk, so there was one out. Keep that in mind. One out. Bases loaded for the pitcher, Justin Nicolino.
Bases full. Here's Nicolino tapping the ball to the left side. They come home with a throw, and sliding in safely, beating the play there, is the lead runner, Justin Bour. And Plawecki turns to discuss it with the plate umpire, Greg Gibson.
Well, it was a force play at the plate. I'm not sure why Plawecki tried to tag him. Why wasn't his foot just on the plate for the
all
force?
All he had to do was be standing on the plate. And he was not. He didn't get, I don't know. He might have gotten that left foot on the edge of the plate.
They're going to challenge
it. They're going to challenge it, and it's going to be up to the slow-mo. Safe at home is the call. So the call is upheld. And the Marlins have a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, maybe it was the walk to Rojas that loaded the bases that confused Plawecki, but he forgot it was a force out at the plate. All he had to do was stretch like a first baseman and take that throw from Flores. He would have had the out. It was scored as an E2 because Plawecki just missed the plate, and the Marlins had a 2-0 lead in the second inning. It stayed that way until the fourth. Nicolino allowed the leadoff man to reach in every inning in which he pitched in this ballgame, into the sixth inning, including in that fourth, a single by the shortstop is Trubel Cabrera with one out. Wilmer Flores singled, putting men at first and third for the Mets and getting James Loney up.
You know, you look at the Atlanta Braves that would win the division every year. We felt like we were probably.
Loney, an 0-2, shoots one through the right side for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Flores stops at second. It's a 2-1 game, and Loney, in his fourth game as a Met, continues to contribute against Miami. James Loney had a go-ahead two-run home run last night. He had three hits here today, and he interrupted our guest Mike Lowell with that single that made it a 2-1 game in the top of the fourth. Still 2-1 into the sixth inning when the first three men singled against Nicolino. Neil Walker, Wilmer Flores, and James Loney. You could tell that Nicolino's afternoon was coming to a close, but he got a chance to face the lefty, Michael Conforto, with a 2-1 lead. Conforto, a late addition to the lineup when Yoenis Cespedes was scratched with a sore right hip. So he got to play against the left-hander. He was just 4-for-38 against left. He's into this bat in the sixth inning. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Down a run.
Conforto has grounded out and been called out on strikes.
You got the lefty-lefty matchup here. Conforto is 4-for-38 against lefties, so that plays well for Nicolino.
This just his fourth start against a lefty this year, and that forced by the injury to Cespedes. Here's a high fly ball, first ball hitting, center field. Under it, Ozuna makes the catch. Tagging is Walker. He'll score. We're tied at two.
That would be it for Nicolino, done after 5 1/3. Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen, and with two men on, still only one out, he struck out Kevin Plawecki. And then he got pinch hitter Ty Kelly to bounce to first, ending the sixth inning. So Nicolino done after 5 1/3, nine hits, two runs, walked one, struck out two. He hit a batter for Nicolino, 92 pitches, 59 strikes. Bartolo Colon, meanwhile, done after five innings today. Allowed two runs, one earned on five hits. A walk, a strikeout, the home run by Prado. Colon threw 76 pitches, 52 strikes, but he left for that pinch hitter with two on and two outs in the sixth. So in the bottom of the sixth, Hansel Robles, right-hander, came out of the bullpen for the Mets, trying to keep the game tied at two, and he got off to a good start. He struck out Ozuna, then he struck out Stanton. Marcel went 0 for 5 in this game. Stanton was 0 for 4. There were two outs and none on against Robles in that sixth inning, but Justin Bour worked a walk. JT Realmuto then worked a walk, so the Marlins suddenly had two men aboard for Miguel Rojas.
Here's the pitch, and Rojas drives a ball to left field. That's going to get down and bounce off the wall. Coming around is Bour. And coming to third is Realmuto. He'll be held there. It's a double to left for Miguel Rojas, and the Marlins have recaptured the lead, this time 3-2.
So the Marlins are back out in front. They brought Kyle Bearclaw in for the seventh inning with that one-run lead, and Bearclaw allowed a hit and a walk, but he struck out three, and he kept that one-run cushion into inning number eight. The eighth inning has been the domain of David Phelps this year, and Phelps has been so good, but unfortunately he allowed a leadoff double on the very first pitch he threw to James Loney. Loney went 3 for 5 in this game. A pass ball sent Loney to third with nobody out. Marlins up a run, pulled the infield in with Michael Conforto up there again. The payoff pitch, and Conforto bounces it up the middle. Base hit center field. Michael Conforto delivers just his second hit in 31 at-bats, and he's tied the game at 3. And the Mets weren't done after Kevin Plawecki struck out and pinch hitter Alejandro Deaza bounced out. You had a man at second with two outs with first base open. The Marlins opted to intentionally walk Curtis Granderson, and they then pitched to Juan Lagares. And Phelps' first pitch is lined to right center for a base hit. Waved at third, Conforto, and the throw's coming in towards second base. Reynolds delivers off the bench just his second big league hit, and the Mets have taken a 4-3 lead in the eighth. That was Matt Reynolds, the pinch hitter, coming through with the go-ahead hit, and the Mets had the one-run lead after scoring twice in the eighth against David Phelps. Marlins couldn't score against Addison Reed in the bottom of the eighth, so he went to the ninth. Mets up 4-3. Cody Hall trying to keep it, just a one-run game into the ninth inning. The rookie making his second Marlins appearance after allowing a couple of runs and two innings of work last night got the ninth inning in a one-run game. It was apparent that Don Mattingly wanted to stay away from Nick Whitgren, who had worked three innings two nights ago, three perfect innings to get the win in that extra inning game against the Pirates. He could have gone to Mike Dunn, who has pitched twice since coming off the disabled list and has had two rocky outings. He could have gone to the closer, A.J. Ramos, in the top of the ninth down to run. That would have been quite unconventional. But he opted to go with Cody Hall, and the game got away from the Marlins in the ninth inning. He walked the leadoff man, Neil Walker. Wilmer Flores then singled, two on with nobody out. Hall came back. He got James Loney to pop to short, and he got Mike Conforto to bounce to second. So they were second and third with two men out. Kevin Plawecki drew a walk, and that loaded the bases for Alejandro Deaza.
That's just not right. Here's the pitch, and Deaza drives the ball deep out toward right center, racing back Ozuna. He can't get it. It's over the wall. It bounced over. It's going to be a ground rule double for Alejandro Deaza, and it empties the bases for the New York Mets, who now have a 7-3 lead. Make it 6-3.
6-3 on the ground rule double. They sent one man back to third base, and it was 6-3 into the last of the ninth. Jeurys Familia came out to try to protect the three-run lead. Familia looking for his 18th consecutive save conversion this year. He allowed a leadoff hit to pinch hitter Cole Gillespie. Gillespie down to second when Adani Echeverria bounced to first. He stayed at second when Martin Prado grounded to third, so the Marlins down to their final out. Had a man at second base, two outs to the ninth, trailing 6-3. Christian Yelich coming up.
With two outs, one on, and here's a ground ball, and there's a base hit out into right center, and here comes Gillespie. He'll score, and the Marlins pull to within two, 6-4.
So Yelich delivers his second hit in the game. He was on base three times, and the Marlins got the tying man to the plate with two outs in the ninth inning, and they had a guy up there they would have wanted to have up there, Marcelo Ozuna, but Ozuna struck out against Familia, and this one ends Mets 6, Miami 4. For the Mets, 6 runs, 15 hits, 1 error, 14 runners left. For the Marlins, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They strand 9. Jim Henderson, the winner in relief, 1-2. David Phelps, the loser, 4-4. Jerry's Familia saves number 18. Time of the game was 3 hours 39 minutes. Mets with the winner 31-23. Now 16-11 on the road. Marlins with a loss fall to 29-27. They're 13-16 here at Marlins Park. Mets come back to win late for the second game in a row. Mets have scored 12 runs in the first two games of these series. Of those 12 runs, 8 of them have scored in the 7th inning or later. Marlins relievers in the first two games of this series have worked a total of 6 2/3 innings, allowing 7 runs on 10 hits and 5 walks. That's enabled the Mets to come from behind in both games. And after the 6-2 victory last night, Mets win 6-4 on this Saturday afternoon.
Last time out, Jose Fernandez beat Pittsburgh's Garrett Cole. Today, he opposes New York's Matt Harvey, seeking his 8th straight win in consecutive outings. If you missed today's 110 ball game, rewind it tomorrow on the Marlins podcast page. Subscribe so it automatically downloads to your device. Marlins on deck from Geico at 12:40 from the Clevelander at Marlins Park. First pitch with Dave and Glenn at 110 today on 940 Winds in the Marlins Radio Network.